I paid a visit to the Museum of Boulder at TiVo Center to learn more about their new autumn exhibits and get details of how they are planning to announce the award they received from the Institute of Museum and Library Services to employ a community center process to address the lack of Black history in Colorado. I met with Lori Preston, executive director of the museum, who walked me through the exhibits, where we got a chance to talk with founder of BEAT, Boulder Experiments in Art and Technology, Jiffer Herman, who curated the Convivio Machines, an installation that invites people to interact with technology.
There is a lot of excitement in this fall with change, because change is happening all over the museum. Really, for the first time since the pandemic, we are doing a major shift in exhibits and major celebrations, and they happen to all be culminating on October 29th, Friday. So it's one of those days when staff are here from 6:30 in the morning until probably 10:30 at night, and we're thrilled to be here. On our first floor, we're featuring an exhibit in our main gallery that's sponsored by BEAT, B-E-A-T, Boulder Experiments in Art and Technology. It's an incredible exhibit led by the founder of BEAT, Jiffer Herman. We're so happy that we know Jiffer because through his connections, he's brought in an exhibit called Convivial Machines, which invites people to be very interactive with tech. With color, with music, with movement. It's super unique. It even involves a professor, Mirella Alistar, from the University of Colorado, who has been researching bioluminescent algae, for example. So one part of the exhibit is dark, and one part of the exhibit is light. And I mean that in terms of the lights are out, because the algae coming over from CU are going to interact with the visitors who come to the museum. So that has yet to be actually exhibited, but we've been told by the professors and by Jiffer what this is going to look like. And we've even seen a group of community people, from children to seniors, develop these really cool lanterns of all kinds of colors that reflect what's happening with the algae. So if you can even imagine that, these colors happen through these fabulous lanterns in the space. Boulder artists create some of these renderings, and what I love about them is this mix. Cha-Cha, who is known in Boulder, an artist, worked with Jiffer Herman to create this. And so you see this mix of kind of like old school tech mixed with, you know, the art. And just the experiences in here, this particular space, a visitor will be able to take their phone, point it to the QR code, and in the center, this framed piece becomes an orchestra that they will have control over from their phones. Some of this is like hard for us to even comprehend until you see it and experiment with it. We've been joking about Meow Wolf in Denver being such an interactive, and so we think of this as like the Meow Wolf of Boulder, right? So in this space, if you can imagine, so this wall will stay as it is. I think it goes one more partition in. Woohoo! Jiffer Herman.
Hello.
Is
Hello,
here.
How are you?
This is Rosanna Longo Better.
My plan is to highlight the award that the museum already got, but also at the same time point out to our listeners that you're going to have an exhibit. And this exhibit is an interactive exhibit, and it comes this weekend. We're celebrating, well, Halloween first, Dia de los Muertos. People just go crazy. You have created something so creative and interactive. So if you can speak about it.
My name is Jiffer Herman, and I am curating the Boulder Experiments in Art and Technology show at the museum. It's called Convivial Machines.
What can people expect if they show up?
This show features a huge range of interactive projects. We have musical arcade machine to play, where you can kind of join a band with six other players or five other players. We have interactive light sculptures that respond to sound, so you can come in and talk to them, or if you want to play some music for them, they'll light up for you. There's a very dark corner where we have bioluminescent algae that you can interact with, 3D shadows, additional musical interactions. We have kinetic sculptures. We are going to have video and digital art as well.
This interactivity that you are offering to the public is in response of what?
This is an opportunity to play. It's an opportunity to think about technology in a different way and to, I think, show the creative opportunities of how we can interact with new technologies.
This is super appealing for young audiences, but do you consider it's also appealing for the older generations?
Absolutely. I hope that this is an exhibit that's fun for all ages.
Would you call these the little Mia Wolf of Boulder?
I don't know that I like that comparison personally. It's a different thing. We're not trying to be a Mia Wolf. I think what we're trying to do is create a community, a local community art group here, and exploring the things that community is good at and what they want to bring to the world.
It's also like a way of bringing social justice and to point out issues that we need to be facing nowadays?
That's a really good question. I think the commentary of the show is more about technology in our lives and being able to recognize that the times when the technology is in control of you versus having it do something for you. And so we want to make sure people are holding that in their awareness.
Is there something else that you would like to add so that our listeners that plan to come to your exhibit are aware or know?
What I would hope that everyone knows is that this is an experimental show and that we want people to come in and explore and discover for themselves. I don't want to tell them what the experience will be, because it's something that you have to come in and just see for yourself, and explore, play around with the ideas and think about the prompts. We're going to have a series of critical thinking questions throughout the exhibit to kind of get you thinking about your own relationship to technology and how it situates in the world.
That was Jiffer Herman, founder of Boulder Experiments in Art and Technology. I follow Lori Preston to the other levels of the museum as she shares how honored they are to have received an award that will allow them to collect original oral histories, research, and host a series of programs about race in partnership with Boulder Public Library and Boulder County NWACP chapter, and how they are planning to make the announcement.
Next to that's a space that was community curated by the music department of the University of Colorado. It's called Music Buffs. So that's a whole new exhibit, and it features the story and the journey of music up on the hill. And then you come up to the third floor, which is where our fabulous rooftop space is, and on Friday morning it's transforming into a giant announcement breakfast. We are so honored to have Congressman Joe Neguse from the 2nd Congressional District of Colorado serve as a keynote speaker to help us announce an incredible award that we received from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. It's an incredible task that they've granted us to serve as a landing spot for incredible research on a project called Reclaiming a Vanishing History. We're celebrating that morning with that breakfast, and we're ending the night back down in that first floor level of BEAT. celebrating its opening from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock p.m., where many of the creators, many of the innovators, designers of the exhibit will be present. So we invite all who want to come, you know, into this space to explore and be the first of an exhibit that's going to last all the way up to the very beginning of February.
That was Lori Preston, Executive Director of the Museum of Boulder, talking about the new exhibits and the announcement of the award they just received from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobetter.